Okay, today's learning from Nitzel time loses from Shanaya Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Ezra Yisrael Menachem and Moshe Bishchus for Shalom Echai Moshe Shiva Malka Yohannes and Ben Sarah Miriam Bracha Bas Sarah Malka also for Malka Leah Bas Rivka Gittel Shalom for Shalom Bishchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding a mill of Simon Kuf Pei Ches. We are up to Sif Vav. So in Sif Hey, the last thing we mentioned, that on Shabbos we say Ritzei V'Achalitzeinu, and on Rosh Chodesh on Yom Tov we say Yalav Yavai. Says the Mechaba, Tov V'Lo Hisker Shal Shabbos. What happens if you forgot to say Ritzei? So what do you do? And we'll have to see up until what point you can do this. Oymar, you add in the following. V'Baruch Atah Hashem L'Keinu Melech Olam Shanasan Shabasai Slimnucha La Ama Yisro Bahava La Ois Ulubris Barakata Hashem Kadish Shabbos. Again, Barakata Hashem Kemachalam. Shanasan Shabasai Slimnucha, he gave us Shabbos Slimnucha La Ama Yisro to his Am Yisro Bahava La Ois Ulubris Barakata Hashem Kadish Shabbos. So that, now unfortunately, it's not printed in any of the Avengers. So unless you happen to have a Shabru with you by the table or a very good memory, it's going to be a problem. So that's what you're supposed to say. What happens if I forgot to say Yalav Yavai? Omer, you add in the following. Baruch Atah Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam, Asher Nasan Yomim Tovim L'Yisrael, L'Sasan L'Simcha, Es Yom Chag Pleni, is that whichever Yomtiv it is? Right? Yom Chag HaSukkos. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Now, what happens if Imchal Yomtiv B'Shabbos? It was Yomtiv and Shabbos together. Omer, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam, whatever, and all these are said with Hashem's name. This that we can do it with this bracha. Now here comes the big limiting factor. Dafka, and this is why it's very often not so applicable. Dafka kisheniskar koydim shehiskal atoy ve'ametiv. That if you remember that you skipped Ritzei, you skipped Yalav Yavai before atoy ve'ametiv. So basically, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Kemach Baruch Atah Hashem Boini Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen, and then you remembered before you started atoy ve'ametiv. Now we'll have to see if it's before I started Baruch Atah Hashem Melech atoy ve'ametiv l'kol, or it's before atoy ve'ametiv. We'll see that in a second. Koydim shehischal atoy ve'ametiv. Im lo nisga ach shehischal atoy ve'ametiv. You already started atoy ve'ametiv. Then tzarich lachse l'roish pichas hamazon. Then it goes back to the rules as if you forgot. And if it's Ritzei, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. If it's Yalav Yavi Yanta, you have to go back in the beginning of benching. Rosh Chodesh is different, but you in depending on the regular rules that if as if you once you get past Hatoiv Emetiv, then it follows it's going to follow the regular rules as if you forgot it, and it doesn't make a difference if you found out about it until the end of benching. You would have to go back to the beginning. So the only time you have this save that you can do is if you remembered in between Bainu Barachim Avishalayim Amen and Hatay v'Meitav. So let's see Mishabur. V'loy hisker shal Shabbos. V'afilim safik loyim hisker loy. What happens if you're not certain? Talinan, we assume the mistama b'vadei loy hisker. You didn't mention it. And because, why? Because since the whole week we bench without it, so it's similar to like when we switch from Meret Atal to Masher Ruch Meret Hageshem, or just right now, we switch from the same bracha, the same talimotel of bracha. You assume that you went with what is shagar b'piv, what you are used to saying, and therefore we can assume that you didn't say it. Oymer Baruch Atah Hashem, when you follow the nusach that the Mechaber gave us, v'im ein yadei nusach bracha zay, what happens if you don't know this nusach? So chayzel arayish, v'im yadei haschalas vasiyum, you know the beginning, you know the Baruch Atah Hashem l'keinu melech olam, she'nasan shabbosois, Baruch Atah Hashem akadish shabbos, I don't necessarily know the l'menucha l'am yisroel, b'hav l'ois l'bris, av she'n yadei ashar nusach, even though you don't, she'be'em tzakaroy, you don't know it properly, oymer bein tzarech l'achzer arayish, you don't have to go back all the way to the beginning. So at a minimum, you got to remember at least the beginning and the end of the bracha. Then we said if you forgot on Yontiv, Yomim Tovim L'Yisrael, Tzarech Loyme La'ama Yisrael, which is the nusach that we had. L'sasin L'simcha, U'Barash Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, it's getting more difficult to remember. Ein Oymrim L'sasin L'simcha, Gan Ein Oymrim U'Dvarcha Malkeinu, V'zen Nuschai. What is the nusach for Rosh Hashanah? Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu Melech Olam. Shenasim yaim tovim l'am Yisrael as yaim as a karen hazeh. The ain a choisim by kamay barash chaydish, and you don't finish the same way you do barash chaydish. Zihu das amagin avram shachoylik al knesag doyle shemasher shashan yishar yaim tov. The knesag doyle says, Roshana, you do the same thing as all other yom tovim. Ava habrachar neskim l'das knesag doyle. You have to finish on Rosh Hashanah. L'maisa baruchat Hashem mikadosh Yisrael v'yayim azikaron. Now, so we said this is all good until you said atayv v'meitiv. So here, the Mishabur is going to break it down a little bit. V'im shachach v'hischal atayv v'meitiv. What happens if you forgot, if you started atayv v'meitiv? Gam kein das hamagan avram the shuv ein echoizik emay b'rosh chaydish. You cannot go back. Val yirab echoilik olav esrila. The chayza that you could go back. Yom Kippurim. What about a what about on Yom Kippur? What about on Yom Kippur? If somebody has to eat, and we're going to learn later on actually that on Yom Kippur in you if you have to eat you do say yalav yavay. In pasach v'atayv emetiv in niska shloyom yalav yove and it's tzarich lachzer k'moy b'rosh chaydish because on Rosh Chaydish you don't have a chiyuv to eat. So what's the difference? Why on Rosh Chaydish do you not have to bench over and on yontiv you do have to bench over? Because Rosh Chaydish you choose to eat. You choose to wash. It's an inyan to have a suda on Rosh Chaydish, but not a chiyuv like you have on Shabbos and yontiv. So Shabbos and yontiv you have a chiyuv to eat. Therefore you must mention Shabbos and yontiv in the benching. Rosh Chaydish and Yom Kippur, you don't have a chiyuv to eat. This guy has to eat because he's a chayla, but there's no etzem chiyuv to eat. So therefore, you say yalav yavai, and the same thing Rosh Chaydish, you say yalav yavai, but if you forgot, you don't have to bench over. Now, ve'im niska kodem sheheskel bichas atoyv imetiv, yeshayim ad tzarech loyim baruch shenasin yom kedoish l'yisrael as yom kippur m'loy chasimu. That if you remembered on Yom Kippur, you should say this add-on. Yeshayim ad tzarech tikna chacham and klal nuzach baruch l'hashkan skaris yalav yavai, then on Yom Kippur, you don't say it. Now, Yom Tov Shabbos, what happens if you forgot both? You didn't say not Ritzei and not Yalav Yavai. And therefore, you say a bracha that includes both. What happens if you only... So here's a very... And we're going to get to a very interesting shiloh. So I'm benching at Shabbos and Yom Tov. I remembered Ritzei, I forgot Yalav Yavoi, right? Then I don't have to mention Shabbos anymore in this bracha, this new bracha that I'm adding in between the third and the fourth bracha. But I just mentioned the Yom Tov. What happens Okay, now what happens... An interesting case. What happens if I go ahead and I benching at Shabbos and Yom Tov, okay? And the first benching I do Ritzei, I forget Yalav Yavai, okay? So I now have to bench over, okay? Because I got past that Tov Emetiv. I completely forgot about Yalav Yavai. So I have to bench over. The second time I'm benching, I remember Yalav Yavai, and I forget Ritzei. Do I have to bench over again? So it's really a question in the Paiskim. Do we say that your whole benching was no good, your first benching? And therefore, since your second benching didn't, even your mentioning of Shabbos didn't count because your whole benching was canceled out. And therefore, the second time you benched over, you didn't mention Ritzei. Your benching once again was no good. And therefore, you would have to bench a third time. And this potentially, if you keep forgetting one or the other, you can keep benching the whole day. So that's just an interesting question that comes out of here. What is that? I'm holding after Bani Yerushalayim, and then I remembered. So now this is where we're going to break it down. I said earlier, but this is where we're going to break it down. Now, I finished Bani Barachman Yerushalayim, Amen, and now I remembered I forgot to say Shabbos or I forgot to say Yom Tov. There, the Mechaber tells us I have, instead of having to bench over, I can insert this pasuk. Quickly run to the shank, get out the Mishabru Chalik Beis, you'll open the Simen Kuf Peches, and you will see this bracha, and you'll say this bracha. Now, v'im niska acha sh'ama tevis barachata, what happens? I already started barachata. So if I remembered before I said, finish the third bracha, no problem. Stop, say ritze, and then start again uvnei Yerushalayim, right? So I said uvnei Yerushalayim, rakodesh mehei v'meinu, right? Baruch atah, I didn't say yet Hashem, I can go back to the ritze and the yalav yavin. V'im niska achash kvar baruch atah Hashem, what happens if I said, right, uvnei Yerushalayim, rakodesh mehei v'meinu, baruch atah Hashem, right? So he says, "May nochin she'd say," and then I remember, "Oh my gosh, I didn't say ritzay." Jisayim takeif lamdeinu chukecha. I make a different bracha. I don't make bani barachma. I say baruch atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. So I did a bracha. I didn't make a. I didn't say Hashem's name l'vatala. Kedei shelo yashem l'vatala. V'ahava adayin kaloy siyim abracha v'chayzul ritzay. And therefore, I didn't finish. I didn't yet finish the Bani Yerushalayim, therefore I can just go back, say Ritze, and then once again, say again, Uvnei Yerushalayim Erekodesh. So far we learned two things over here. If I remembered before Baruch Atah, if I remember before Hashem, I said Baruch Atah, I definitely just go back to Ritze, go back to Yalav Yaveh, and then continue from Yalav Yaveh, say the Uvnei Yerushalayim again. If I said Baruch Atah Hashem, Bani Barachma, but I didn't say the Bani Barachma yet, then I can say Lamdeinu Chukecha, and I can go back and say Ritze Yalav Yaveh. Very important. So I've said Baruch Atah Hashem. I remembered, I forgot it's Shabbos. I have to say Ritze Lamdeinu Chukecha, and I can go back. If I said Baruch Atah Hashem, Boine Barachma Vishlaim Ameh, I said Boine already. Now I have no choice. I got to finish the bracha. We can't have bracha, Hashem's name Levatola. I finished the bracha, and then I remembered at that point, I have the option of saying this bracha that the Mechaber told us. Now, what happens if I started the fourth bracha? Acha hiskel atoiv. So what is that? So the Mechaber says, once you start atoiv ametiv, now there's no going back. You're going to have to bench over. But what exactly does that mean? Kas v'chai adam, roi tzolayma, she'oma baruch atah Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam ha'keil. Right? Zem mikru hatzchalos bracha zu. That is considered that I started already. In other words, I already had to get to the word ha'keil. Aval im oma rak baruch atah Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam. Then what can I do? And then I remembered I didn't say. So then I don't have to say Hakel. Just say Yisayim Asher Nasan Shabbosus Lamnucha. Continue the bracha that the Mechaber told us. Because how does that bracha start? Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Asher Nasan Shabbosus Lamnucha, or Asher Nasan Yamim Tovim LeYisrael. So I don't have to. So now we have the fourth possibility. I said Bainu Rachem Shalayim Amen. I didn't remember. And now I said Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech HaOlam. I didn't yet say Hakel. So now I can just continue the bracha that the Mechaber told us. And then I can go ahead and I continue the bracha. But if I missed all that, I already said Hakel. Now there's no more save. There's nothing else I can do. I have to go back to the beginning of benching the cave and the kvar siyam say the brachas d'araisa. I already finished the three brachas d'araisa. V'siyach daite mehem u'pasam atoyv meitav. Once I started atoyv meitav amesiyach das, domi l'arkiris l'gayim b'tfilah shemayin esrei. It's as if I stepped out from shemayin esrei. The choyzel l'roish. You have to go back to the beginning and toyv eis adover. If you begin, you don't any longer have the option of going back to where you're up to. V'im toyv bebracha revius kigon shloyam v'ashem amalchus afal pishakrak gomoy se ene choyzel l'atoyv meitav. That if I made a mistake from the fourth bracha to the end of benching, I realized afterwards I left something out. I realized my siddur was missing some words, and it was from the ikar of the benching. I only have to go back to the Teva Meitav, she bracha of Neyatzmai. That is a bracha of Neyatzmai. As we learned already, the first three brachas are all connected to each other. However, the fourth bracha is a separate bracha, and therefore, if I made a mistake in those four brachas, right, I don't have to go back all the way to the beginning of the benching, and I only have to go back. Now, one thing just interesting, because some of you may realize this, before we said that if I started the fourth bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, I didn't say Hakel. The Mishnah Berurah told us that you can continue with the bracha of Asher Nasan Shabbosus Lamnucha. However, right after that, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that once I already started Hakel, that means I was Mesiach Das from my Brachas Dairaisa. And it's as if I did the Isa Shalom, I finished my Shemayin Esra, right? It's as if and therefore I can't go back to where I was up to. However, in the same breath, he said, if I said Baruch Atah Hashem, I didn't say Hakel, I can say that bracha. The problem is that according to the second part of his statement, that once you start the fourth bracha, it's as if you stepped out of Shemayin Esra. So it has nothing to do with saying the Hakel. Once I started saying the Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, means I already moved on from my brachas d'Oraisa. I already moved into my brachas d'Rabbanan. So that's where the Bi'ul Halacha gets into another discuss it, is that this thing that he said, that if you didn't yet say Hakel, you can just go ahead and finish the bracha that the Mechaber told us, is not so pashut, because if you're going with the reason that you already stepped out of your bracha, then it's a little bit problematic to say that you can just finish up that bracha. Because the problem is, if the issue is that you already masiach das from the first three brachas, then that solution wouldn't help, although the Mishnah Berurah does bring that solution down. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in Yemetz Hashem tomorrow, we will continue with Sif Zayin.